Jacks, Indianapolis.
Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And what a weekend for downtown Indianapolis. It started a couple of days before with the Pacers' victory over the Charlotte Hornets, a dominating second half as the Pacers ease their way to a win on Wednesday. This weekend, of course, we have March Madness, Indiana hosting one of the slates of games throughout the weekend. That will continue on Sunday. The swimming and diving championships are here. St. Patrick's Day. It's a great weekend to be in Indianapolis. And the Indiana Pacers are getting some much-needed time off in this stretch of schedule. We are hitting the home stretch. Indiana winners on Wednesday night against Charlotte don't play again until tomorrow night against Toronto. So they have Thursday off, Friday off, and Saturday off. Welcome into Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. We've got a great show coming up for you as we will hear from some of the players, some of the coaches, some other pieces around the NBA. Talk live with Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson as well coming up later in the program. The Pacers are on an interesting stretch of schedule for 12 straight games. This dates back pre-All-Star break. The Pacers have alternated win-loss, win-loss, win-loss for 12 games. That matches the longest streak in franchise history. The Pacers will be trying to end that streak with a win against Toronto on Sunday. It's a 6 o'clock tip. So we will start here with the radio pregame show at 5:30, as will Jeremiah Johnson and the Fox Sports Indiana crew. They will be up in Toronto, of course, for that one starting at 5:30. So note, the Sunday games tend to tip a little bit earlier, and that is the case in Toronto on Sunday. Then the Pacers host the Utah Jazz. It'll be a back-to-back on Monday. That should be a good one as the Pacers take on former Pacer George Hill, Gordon Hayward, Trey Lyles is on that team, and a Utah team which has been surprising to some but extremely effective, extremely consistent this season. And they are looking to lock down a home first-round playoff series. And so that game is very meaningful for both teams as the Pacers then head to Boston on Wednesday and then host Denver on Friday before hosting Philadelphia the following Sunday. So a tougher stretch of schedule is coming up. On Sunday, the Pacers visit the Toronto Raptors. They will get to do it without Kyle Lowry. It's a really weird stretch of schedule. The Pacers haven't played the Toronto Raptors since the playoffs last year. It's one of the teams they only play three times, a handful of Eastern Conference teams, that's the case, instead of four. And they haven't played them this season. They'll play Toronto three times coming up in the final 14 games before the season comes to a conclusion. And then who knows? It's possible the two teams could meet in the playoffs. Right now, that wouldn't be the case. The Pacers, as of this morning, are in sixth position at 35-33. Indiana has 2.5 games of separation between themselves and the Detroit Pistons, who are the last team on the outside looking in. They also have two teams in between them as a buffer. Indiana, one game ahead of seventh place Milwaukee, who will have the tiebreaker over the Pacers. They are a game and a half ahead of eighth place Miami, who also has the tiebreaker on Indiana. Detroit is in ninth. Chicago is in 10th. Toronto's still mathematically alive, but after losing three straight, they're 10 games under and currently 4.5 out of the playoffs. It's starting to look like a 10-team race, and of course, many of those 10 already have playoff spots either locked up or about locked up. Cleveland in first. Boston is in second, two games behind the Cavs. Sitting 3.5 behind Cleveland is the Washington Wizards. That's who the Pacers would play if the playoffs started today. It would be the 3-6 matchup, which would begin in D.C. The 4-5 is Toronto and Atlanta. Toronto in fourth. They've got themselves a little bit of a gap between third and fifth. They're 2.5 behind third. They're 2.5 ahead of fifth. Atlanta's still definitely catchable for Indiana if they can move up into that fifth spot. The Pacers are two games behind the Hawks, and they do play Atlanta again this season. So still opportunity for the Pacers to move up. Right now, probably more focused on keeping the teams behind them in that scenario. Again, this is Pacers Weekly, a great show coming up for you. We would love for you to be a part of it. 317-239-1070 is the number that you can call in and chat Pacers basketball. We're with you for the next hour here on Pacers Weekly through 10 through 11 o'clock. And I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. If you prefer to reach me there, we will forward your questions on to our live guests coming up later in the show. Coming up next, we will hear with Mark Boyle. He got to sit down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. That conversation when we return on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle, a chance to sit down with head coach Nate McMillan. Let's listen to their conversation, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. On Monday, when Utah comes to town, Nate will coach in his 1,000th NBA game. And with that in mind, I wanted to start with this. With all of the twists and turns, the angst, the joy, the firings, the hirings, are you still glad you went into coaching?
You know, there are times when you question that. But yes, you know, I'm very competitive, and I love the game. You know, I've just been around this game all my life. And to have the opportunity to, you know, coach at this level, I still enjoy it.
At what point did you decide it was something you wanted to do?
Well, really towards the end of my career, George Karl, I was playing for George Karl at the time, and I knew that it was time for me to give up the game. And he asked me to be a part of his staff while I was in Seattle, and unfortunately, I didn't get that opportunity because George went on to Milwaukee. But the next year, the organization wanted me to be a part of the organization, so they gave me an assistant coaching job. And George Karl was the guy that really got me thinking about coaching.
Fair to say then, Nate, that he was also a major influence in the way you coach?
No question. No question. A lot of what I do and, you know, how I coach and, you know, defensively and offensively, the things that I run comes from all of my coaches, Bernie Bickerstaff, Casey Jones, and certainly Coach Karl. You know, we had a lot of success in the 90s when I played for him, and I take a lot of what he brings to the floor and use it with my team.
There are a lot of guys that have had success without ever having played in the NBA. You did, as did many of your peers. Do you see that as a significant advantage?
Well, you know, for me, because I have had that experience, I think it is an advantage. You know, not that a guy who didn't play in this league can't have success, because they certainly do. But playing this game, you know, knowing what it takes to have success in this league, I think it does give me an advantage when I'm communicating to the players. You know, the things that I want them to do or I think they should be doing out there, and, you know, the things that they go through. You know, I played the 82 82-game schedule. I understand back-to-backs and fatigue and all of that, but I also understand what it takes to win at this level. So for me, it helps me coach in this league.
Now, 1,000 games is a lot, and that doesn't even include the games where you were an assistant coach. So you've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. Are there any areas that you're significantly different as a coach now than you were, other than the experience, when you started?
Well, I think it's just patience. You have to be much more patient with your group, my group now, than I was when I first got into coaching. You know, the league has gotten younger. You know, players, they have less experience than the guys when I first came into the league did. We're dealing with guys, a lot of our guys who play 1 year of college basketball. You know, they're really just coming from high school because they go into college for 1 year and then they're in the league and they're playing a major part or a major role in your rotation. So I think the patience is something that I've learned and have done a better job this time around with my team.
Along those lines, your son has gone into coaching, and he's of a similar age to the current players. Do you ever talk about things like that with him?
I do talk to him about it. You know, when he got into the coaching, he started in college and at Drake, you know, then he got his opportunity with New Orleans. And, you know, he's a smart guy, and there's a lot of other things that he could be doing, but he just loves the game, and he loves working guys out, and that became a joy of his. And you know, now he's into all aspects of the game. He now gives scouting reports. He worked in game situations, and he enjoys it. So it's something I think he'll do a good job at. I think one day he has talked about some interest in possibly getting on the bench one day. And, you know, he's worked at it, and he's earned the opportunity to continue to work for a pretty good organization in New Orleans.
If you had the opportunity, would you bring him on to staff?
Well, you know, I talked about that the last couple of years, and, you know, for him, New Orleans had given him opportunity. If he was out there available, I certainly would consider bringing him on board, because I think he can certainly help guys in this league.
Well, 1,000 games is a long time, as, by the way, is 500 wins, which you achieved earlier this season. So congratulations on all of that, and we will revisit this when you get to 2,000.
Okay, Mark.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us on a Saturday morning, as he so often does. The Pacers winding down the regular season, but there are games to play. Tomorrow night, the Pacers in Toronto, and then back here on Monday as the Utah Jazz make their annual visit.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. Mark Boyle, as always, sitting down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. You've heard from the coach. Let's hear from a player coming up next inside Denary's Den. He sits down with the always entertaining C.J. Miles. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis here on Saturday morning. I'm Pat Boylan. Quick story time on CJ Miles. It's Chris Denary's guest. Something you might not realize, just how good of a person off the court CJ Miles is. And last weekend, last Saturday, right after Pacers Weekly, we headed over to practice, and we were doing a bit for 2000's Decade Night that was coming up, where we asked a couple of the players to reenact Reggie Miller's classic shot in 2002 against the then New Jersey Nets. It was Reggie Miller's 40-foot bank shot. If you haven't seen it, C.J. Miles and George Niang helped us recreate it. First of all, one of the most impressive things, it only took C.J. four tries to bank in a 40-footer, and the other three were very close. C.J. waited for us about 30 minutes after practice while Dan Burke worked with some of the young guys just to help us do that. They have media requirements, but players don't have to wait 30 minutes after practice to recreate Reggie Miller's shot. So we are certainly very thankful for C.J. Miles for doing that. If you haven't seen it, it's on Pacers Twitter, Pacers Instagram. You have to scroll down maybe a little bit, but you can find it. It's a really cool reenactment of Reggie Miller's shot that he hit in 2002, and it was made by C.J. Miles, who's playing well lately, and a guest inside Denary's Den. Chris?
On this Saturday morning with C.J. Miles inside Denary's Den, the Pacers some time off before tomorrow's game against Toronto, and you get to enjoy at least a day off before practice starts, because that was a big win, CJ, against Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, a team that's kind of had our number the past, what, two seasons now? But even more so, just the time of the season, coming down this home stretch. I don't want to call it a home stretch, we got so many games in a row, but just this stretch of getting ready for, you know, establishing how you the momentum you want to take into the playoffs, and getting ready to just, you know, mentally prepare for it. We'll take the time to get work in, but also take care of our bodies, but mentally getting ready for that grind, that change of pace for the games. You know, everybody's rearing up, getting ready for that third part of the season.
CJ, I think for the most part, you guys have played some good basketball after the All-Star break, but you've not been able to string anything together. Win, loss, win, loss. What's the key to putting a little streak together?
I think the biggest thing for us is the attitude, stepping on that floor, like believing that we're supposed to be who we are. I think it's a lot of talk about, you know, on paper, you're this, and some nights you look like this, and, you know, there's been times where we can beat anybody, and there's been times we can lose anybody. And I think it's mostly the biggest thing is about the attitude we bring as a unit, coming out there like, we're supposed to win this game, let's go win the game. Having the attitude that we're better than this team, and it's not a shot at the other teams, it's just about being confident in what you have, and the guy next to you is going to have the same attitude, and that energy is contagious. I think you saw in the game against Charlotte how we were able to change that third quarter, just from guys talking to each other, guys hyping each other up, guys the next guy letting the next guy know, I got your help, I got your back, or good pass or good shot, being excited for that guy making a good play. Like, I think that's the biggest thing.
I think one of the big plays in that run, you guys went on a 15-0 run. You had been struggling a little bit from three-point range, and Paul made the extra pass to you in the quarter. And I saw the joy on the five guys on the floor and then the bench. I mean, that was something to see.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, though, is what made the play happen. It came from us scrapping to get an offensive rebound, Miles getting up and knocking the ball out. And I made sure I went to him and told him, like, I wasn't able to get that shot without you. Without you putting in the effort to get that ball to Paul, and then Paul getting that ball to me, it doesn't happen without – it's a full unit thing. It's not – everybody sees me make the shot, but I'm thankful for the guys and the stuff they do to get the shot, me able to get the shot. And then the same thing for them. If I set a screen for Miles or an extra pass to Miles or whatever, we make sure you let each other know.
This is a little bit like last year. You guys had to scrap and claw at the end of the year to get into the playoffs. You've got a little bit of a cushion, but how do you build that cushion to keep those teams that are chasing you away from you?
Keep the mentality of how bad you want it. I think treating every possession like it determines the game. Because now is the time of the year when every possession is a big possession. You get to the playoffs, you know that every play is a big play. Every couple of every swing, every 5-point swing, every 7-point swing is as big as a 15-point swing because the games are nitty gritty. Everybody knows your plays. Everybody has the scout report down. You got to make basketball plays. You got to be prepared to be able to know other teams' tendencies as well. And I think that's what it comes down to, us really locking in and the details, not coming out early and playing well and looking like a different team in the second half or waiting until the second half to turn it on. It's about us being able to lock in for as much of the 48 minutes as possible. I mean, it's hard to play 48 minutes of perfect basketball. Everybody knows that, but, I mean, you got to be able to string as many minutes together as possible.
Final question. On Sunday, you played Toronto, and I know in my 11 years, and you've been in this league double digits, I don't know if I've ever seen a team yet to play a team and you have 13 or 14 games left.
It's odd to
not have seen Toronto yet this year.
And then play them three times now. Yeah. Go to Toronto twice, play them here. It's definitely crazy. And they're a talented team. They've been talented for the last few years now. Been growing, adding pieces, and the pieces there are getting better. I mean, DeMar and Kyle are as good as the backcourt in this league. They've proven that. DeMar is scoring the ball at an extremely high level, and Kyle has been their floor leader, their general. He's tough and he scraps and he does everything he needs to do to help that team win. And they got guys that make shots. They got guys. They added Serge Ibaka.
Right. PJ Tucker,
who's a tough guy, defender on the wing. You know, glue pieces that they really felt like they need to kind of take a next step. And we got to be, you know, step up for the task.
All right. As always, thanks, CJ.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Inside Daenerys Den, CJ Miles. Back to you, Pat.
As always, an interesting conversation with CJ Miles involved. Chris, thanks so much. He was inside Daenerys Den this week. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants coming off a win on Wednesday as well. That's the Pacers D-League affiliate, 2 hours north in Fort Wayne. A 123-122 win. Tyler Hansbrough with 25 points in that one. If you didn't know this, you can catch the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games. All of them are streamed live to Facebook, so you just have to follow the team on Facebook, like the team on Facebook, and you can watch all of the games right there. Watch Tyler Hansbrough, the whole group. It's really quite easy. The Mad Ants have made it very simple to follow their action. That's how you can do it. And the Mad Ants, if you are in the area and able to attend, are in action next tonight. At 7 o'clock, they host Delaware. The Mad Ants are fighting for playoff position. That, of course, taking place, as all home games do, at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum up in Fort Wayne. A 7 o'clock tip tonight on Facebook Live. If you can't catch it, they play on Sunday as well in Fort Wayne. So a couple of games coming up for the Pacers D-League affiliate. We heard from Mark Boyle earlier. We're going to hear from him again. An interesting interview coming up with Mark. He is with basketball coach and renowned shooting coach Hal Whistle. We will hear from them next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
NBA League Pass. Your courtside seats in the action from around the league.
Curry deep three.
See it happen live. Catch the games on your TV and computer. Stream them on your devices with the new NBA app. Watch live games from wherever you are.
Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Every NBA night is a can't-miss night. To order NBA League Pass, go to nba.com/leaguepass. Call 855-NBA-LPLP or contact your TV service provider.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Come to Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Saturday, May 27th for the greatest music and racing. Grammy-winning artist Keith Urban.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd been together.
See him live the day before the Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade.
With special guests Dustin Lynch and Clayton Anderson.
On Legends Day presented by Firestone. Keith Urban, live May 27th. Ticket prices increase May 23rd. Reserve your tickets now at IMS.com.
Pacers Weekly continues on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We will hear coming up later in the show from a couple of live guests, Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson. So you can tweet in your Twitter questions for them if you have any. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers. And you can do that via Twitter.com. We heard from Mark Boyle earlier. We're going to hear from him again. He tracked down while out in New York Hal Whistle, who's a longtime basketball coach, been in the NBA and college basketball previously to that, and recently, more recently, has been known as a renowned shooting coach. He has an interesting role with the Pacers. Let's hear it, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. Hal Whistle is known as a coach and has had great success at virtually all levels as a head coach and an assistant coach, but in recent years has become prominent as a shooting coach. So what I'm curious about, Hal, is this. How does one go from being a head coach to a shooting coach? What prompted you to specialize?
I always thought shooting, but it was part of my job as a head coach at college and as assistant coach in the NBA. So when Larry Bird, well, it started like this with Larry. I had the agent for Lance Stephenson had me work with Lance for 2 days, 4 hours a day, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. So I see Larry at the Summer League, Orlando Summer League, and I say, Larry, and I, you know, I didn't know Larry. Everybody knows everybody. You say hi, you know. But I said to Larry, I said, hi, Larry, I'm working with one of your players, and this is Larry. I know, and he better improve. So then Larry had me come out in August to work with Lance out there, and he watched all the he watched all of it, everything I did, and he liked what he saw. And the next thing after that season, and Lance said really had a great season, he said to me, well, he didn't say it to me, he was on his presser at the end of the season, he says, now we have a player, Solomon Hill, and he's worked hard, and I think he's going to be a player, but he's got to improve his shooting, so hopefully we can get Hal Whistle out here to work with him. He didn't have to ask me twice. And then the last one was Glenn Robinson, the third.
All of these guys have had considerable success. You don't get to the NBA without that, so they're confident, maybe in some cases stubborn. Is it ever a tough sell?
Not with me, because I built a reputation up over the years, and so the players, when I was with Memphis, for example, Uwe Brown had hired me, and we were there 3 years. And the first day of practice that when he was there, he said, and this is Hal Whistle, and he's an assistant coach, but he's also very good at teaching shooting. Well, they lined up after practice for me to work with them, with these players.
How do you feel when you work with a guy and then 2 or 3 months down the road you're sitting at home and you turn on a game and you see this guy lighting it up?
It's great satisfaction. But when they don't make shots, you know, that's tough. And, you know, with Larry, I'm saying, Larry, come on, get me out back out there. But I meet up with them on the road, you know, like this trip here. And when they come east, I generally meet up with them. And Larry's been very good to me. And so, you know, I had my talk with Glenn. And the biggest thing with some of them is confidence rules over everything, particularly when you're a pro. And then the second thing is rhythm. And then you go chip away at one mechanic at a time. You don't overcoach them. You catch them doing it right. And we have a good relationship.
In general, when you work with these guys, is there any one flaw that's common to almost anyone that has a shooting problem?
Yeah, I would say, again, confidence is first, rhythm is second, and that hurts a lot of guys, particularly like a Shaq. I mean, it's mostly rhythm. But there are the mechanics. So the mechanic that really is a factor is side spin. And that could be due to about 5-6 reasons. But the most common reason is they don't start their shot with their hand facing the target. And it might be off center, and then they turn it to get to center. And if they overturn, it's going to hit right rim and roll left. If they underturn, it'll hit left rim and go right. That's for a right-handed player. So we have to work on that. But sometimes it's, I mean, common. They thumb the ball with the weak hand. Jeff Hornacek was a thumber. And his wife told him, you're thumbing the ball with your off hand. And I see Jeff, I tell him, because he became one of the great shooters in NBA history. And I said, I heard the story. Your wife helped you. He says, yeah, but it was me who decided to tape my thumb to my index finger. That was me.
Let's close with this. I'm curious. It's theoretical. You don't know the answer. But let's say that an Andre Drummond or a DeAndre Jordan or a player that really struggles from the foul line was willing to put in the time with you. Could you get him to 70%?
Yes.
Higher?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How high could you get him?
I'd get him as high as they want to work. Once they know the correct way to do it, you know, then it's a matter of putting the time in. You know, it's like Glenn. Glenn started with me, was like 23% three-point shooter. He's now 40% three-point shooter. He was second on the team last year at like 38%. He's second on the team because CJ's got like 42%. But his free throw hasn't come on like it should. And he's just got to spend more time shooting free throws. He just has to do it. He knows how to do it. So, and a lot with Glenn is his confidence. That's been his biggest factor. And he's improving in this. And I think the fact that he won the slam dunk helped him. But now, you know, he started it for a long time and he did fairly well. I mean, there was a stretch of like 5 or 6 games where he'd only missed like 2 or 3 shots from three. But now he's not starting, so, you know, it sets him back a little bit. But I keep talking to him. We text all the time. That's everybody in Texas. But I talked to him tonight. I said, hey, you can't get down if you're starting somebody else. You got to believe in yourself and keep working. And that's it. So it's a matter of putting the time in to improve once you know the right way to do it.
Al Whistle is a renowned shooting coach, most recently working with, as he told us, Lance Stephenson, Glenn Robinson, and others with the Pacers. Kind enough to spend some time with us on this edition of Pacers Weekly. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Hal, thank you. Did you know that you can use the official Pacers app to upgrade your seats at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, get cool VIP experiences, plus follow all the latest Pacers information? Download that app at Pacers.com/app to learn more how you can upgrade your game night. Well, it's time to go around the house very soon. Eddie White typically tracks down somebody that either works at Bankers Life Fieldhouse or is in Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the time being. Sometimes you don't know their story and they've got an interesting story to tell. Sometimes you probably do know their story and Eddie's able to put a local and a personal touch to it. The latter is the case this week. Coming up, Eddie White tracks down Jim Nantz. We will hear from them next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Stevie Nicks, the 24 Karat Gold Tour, live in Indianapolis. With the Pretenders.
Now we're back on the train. Back on the chain.
Together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. March 29th. Night only. Two rock icons, Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders.
Come on now. Hey.
Reserve seats on sale now at Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, LiveNation.com, or any Ticketmaster outlet. Now together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Don't miss Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders.
Thank you.
Pacers Weekly continues. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. If you know anything about Eddie White, you probably know that he is extremely connected with some important people throughout his career. He has been able to hone some of those relationships, and one of them is with Jim Nantz. So when Jim was in Indianapolis, not surprising, Eddie White was able to track him down. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house, and holy smokes, we've had governors on, we've had mayors, we've had Olympic gold medalists, we've had athletes, coaches, all kinds of people, and now we run into one of the true legends in the sports broadcasting business. I've known him forever, and he is as nice today as he was way back in the day. He's the face, the voice of CBS Sports, golf, basketball, and football, our good friend and a friend of Indianapolis, the great Jim Nantz of CBS. Jim, is that okay, the introduction?
Man, that is all time, Eddie. Thank you. We've known each other for 30 years, so hello, friends. Great to be on the show with you, and I do love this city. You said a friend of Indianapolis. I think I've been pretty far out there in public with some of my accolades for this city. I truly, truly love this place.
That's why I wanted to talk to you, and I appreciate you giving us some time this busy weekend, games all weekend in Indianapolis. But you've always been such a proponent of our city, whether it's the Big Ten Championship, you know, Super Bowls. We're trying to get an NBA All-Star game here. You guys come in here for this, for the March Madness, the first time our building has hosted first and second round. You really have a special spot in your heart for Central Indiana and the Hoosiers that make Indianapolis what it is.
I've done more sporting events in Indianapolis than any other city in the country. And it's not just a ton of Colts games, including AFC Championship games, but it extends to the Pan American Games in 1987. I was one of our hosts back then. I was here when they lighted the cauldron in Pan American Square in downtown. I walked by there and remember I always look at it and say, man, I was here for that. I was here for 3 weeks that summer of 87 for that event. I've done track and field. I've done swimming and diving. I did the PGA Championship in 91 up at Crooked Stick. Countless Final Fours and Big Ten basketball tournaments and Indiana and Kentucky regular season matchups. And it goes on and on. I'm very fond of the folks here. And through the years, I've developed a lot of close friendships. So anytime I get an assignment, it brings me to Indianapolis, I feel like I'm coming home. I really
We're
do.
So proud of that 91 PGA Championship because it was, you know, for Pete and Alice, who live on 18, and to have John Daly come out of nowhere to win it. And since that time, I know you've played Crooked Stick. In fact, I remember seeing you out there, one of your buddies, Peyton Manning,
right,
one day playing Crooked Stick. It kind of adds to the whole ambiance of Indianapolis. It's not just the Colts and Peyton Manning and the Pacers and Reggie Miller. There's golf, auto racing. There's so many things that make our city great.
It is. And the vibe that you get walking around downtown Indianapolis, it is just magic to get on the street from your hotel room, walk to a favorite restaurant, mingling with people. I've often said it's too bad we have to wait 5 years, or in this case it's going to be 6 years, from 2015 to the 21 Final Four. But it's I wish they could do it almost every year or every other year here. I'm just very fond of the spirit of the city, the niceness of the people. That's middle America. It's that good old Midwestern kind of attitude people have with you, and it definitely resonates with me.
I think I got this right. One of our most famed restaurants in town, St. Elmo's, and we love Roots Chris. We've got so many of them in town. But I think there's a brick in front of St. Elmo's with your name on it. I mean, you are a part of Indiana and Indianapolis.
Well, thanks for remembering my brick. And yes, there are a lot of great restaurants, and Larry over at Roots Chris is a great friend, and the people at St. Elmo's, it goes on and on. I got to start rattling off names, but there is a brick out in the front. And I joke that that basically makes me a landowner here because it's 6 by 4 inches. That would be 24 inches of square footage, if you will. So I own 2 feet, square feet of property here in Indianapolis. I don't pay taxes, but yeah, I have a little piece of the pavement here, and I make a big to-do about it. Of course, it's all tongue-in-cheek, but when I'm in town for it, I go by and I clean off my brick, make sure I'm being a good citizen here in the community. And make sure it's all pristine, and my crew stands around, takes pictures, and we have a good laugh.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us and give us a few minutes. And again, thank you. There are a lot of people in Indiana that listen to you. Whether we all remember you on the big Colts games when we were finally going to the Super Bowl, and Peyton took us there. The Super Bowl coverage. I of course have a special spot in my heart for the Masters in Augusta. You'll be there soon. We thank you for everything you've done for our city, and you are always welcome. You are a Hoosier in Indiana.
Tell these folks that I've known you since back in the Miami days, and now to be sitting here and you interviewing me, it's pretty cool to see the broadcaster side of you come out. So thanks for having me on, and my thanks to everybody here in Indianapolis for setting the standard that everybody else in America should try to follow. Thank
God
you.
Bless you, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you.
How about that, Pat? He's the best. He's the best that's ever done it. Back to you, my friend.
Wow, very cool. Eddie White and Jim Nance talking. Jim Nance, very complimentary of the city of Indianapolis. I thought especially interesting his quote, "I've done more events in Indy than any city in the world." You start to think about it. The Colts have been good for a majority of his time doing the NFL. He, of course, doing the Colts when the better teams go to Jim Nance. Jim Nance is the top guy, so the Colts have been good. Of course, the Final Four in Indianapolis more than any other city. And Eddie White tracking down Jim Nance, who is once again on the call of the March Madness tournament. Well, we will close out Pacers Weekly with a couple of live guests. In a little bit, it's Jeremiah Johnson coming up next. It's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. This is Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Stevie Nicks, the 24 Karat Gold Tour, live in Indianapolis. With the Pretenders.
Now we're back on the train. Back on the chain.
Together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. March 29th, live for one night only, two rock icons, Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders. Reserve seats on sale now at Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, LiveNation.com, or any Ticketmaster outlet. Now together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Don't miss Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders.
Thank you.
Mark Monteith joining us live here on Pacers Weekly. Indiana in their last game on Wednesday a few days ago, a 98-77 winner over the Charlotte Hornets. Mark, a game where Paul George had 39 points. Paul's been playing well really since the start of March. Are you seeing anything different with either how he's playing or maybe the angle, how he is attacking on the court?
Yeah, I think attacking is a good word. I think he's attacking the basket better. I think he's just attacking the offense better. You know, he's always walked that fine line between trying to be assertive and getting his teammates involved, and he wants his teammates to be involved. But I think the Pacers are at their best when he is more aggressive, looking for his shot more. He's capable of getting his shot. If he doesn't dribble around too much, and if he takes the ball to the basket and gets himself to the foul line, that's always a good thing. So, you know, he kind of did this last year, late in the year, as the playoffs approached, you know, stepped it up a bit. And I think as he's feeling more comfortable with his teammates and they've kind of settled into a starting lineup, I think he's been more assertive.
Obviously, when you win a game by 21 points, you do a lot of things well. Just for me personally, I felt like maybe the two biggest keys here to end the season, going into the playoffs, playing how the Pacers want to, are Paul George getting back to that all-star level. And, of course, the rebounding. The Pacers out-rebounded the Hornets 42-30. They've also rebounded well since the break. So a couple of those things have happened. You might like to have picked up a couple of more games considering they have happened. But in general, do you agree that those two are at top of the list for the Pacers, things that need to happen well for the stretch part of the season here?
Yeah, no question. You know, rebounding in particular, you look at the stats, and I think there might have been a time this year when they were being out-rebounded by nearly four a game, and they've kind of whittled that down now to where it's more like 2.5, and that's important. You know, you need to get rebounding leads to shots, leads to getting transition shots in the open court, defensive rebounding. Of course, offensive rebounds lead to second shots, and they don't get nearly as many offensive rebounds as their opponents. So that's partly by the structure of the offense, partly the fact that they play a smaller lineup and don't play two bigs most of the time. So, but you know, obviously everyone knows you have to get rebounds, and they've done a better job of that. And, you know, like we said, you know, with, I think Paul George has been better in that area. He's getting more rebounds. You're seeing double figure rebounds from him more often. And I think that's important.
Mark, you wrote recently about Paul George's words after the game on Wednesday, how the Pacers are kind of hoping that that loss in New York will ultimately be what fuels them for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they come out tomorrow at Toronto because, you know, they had that horrible second half in New York. And, you know, it was just an embarrassing second half for them. And you always wonder how a team responds to that. And it appears that they responded the way you would want them to, and that was to get together and have a lot of conversation and, you know, share thoughts and that type of thing. And it showed in the second half against Charlotte, certainly. That was one of their better halves. And they were obviously, and I'm sure you could see it courtside, just more emotional, more talkative, more energetic. And that has to carry on. This team, by its personality, by its overall nature, is not an emotional team. It's a laid-back team. The guys care, but they don't really have a natural energy guy, and they need to find a way to bring that out of themselves, and they did that against Charlotte, particularly that second half. So, you know, I asked Paul George, and I tried to word it carefully because Paul tends to play into how you ask a question, but I said, would you see that what happened after New York, is that a turning point, or would it be too dramatic to say that? I tried to give him two options, and he said, no, I think it's a turning point. And so we'll see. You know, it doesn't mean if they don't win in Toronto that it was all, you know, a joke or whatever, or that, you know, they're back to where they were. But they need to play well, I think. They need to come out and play a lot like they did that game against Charlotte and show that energy and communicate with one another and keep that spark going. So that's why I think tomorrow's game in Toronto really is – one of the bigger games of the season, just to see where this team is right now.
One of the questions that has come up a lot via social media is the Pacers' rotation. Lately, it's been Al Jefferson that's been out of it, as Rakeem Christmas and Kevin Serafin have taken those minutes. Do you foresee that being a thing down the road, or is this a matchup-to-matchup deal?
Probably matchup. I don't see Al Jefferson being out of the rotation for the rest of the year. There's certainly teams that he can contribute against. I think he can contribute against every team. He's such a good low post scoring threat. But I think it has to do with matchups. You know, to me, that group of guys, whether it's Serafin or Jefferson or Christmas or Lavoie Allen, who's been injured lately, kind of interchangeable, just depending on what you need that particular game or who you're going up against. They all have something they can contribute to you. But none of them have been so good that you just absolutely have to play them. So I think, you know, Christmas brings a certain athleticism around the basket, rebounding and mixing it up inside that others don't. Jefferson certainly is the better scoring threat. So I guess Nate McMillan is just kind of looking for matchups and chemistry and going on a game-by-game basis.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith with us. You, of course, were very busy for 2000's decade night. 2010's decade night is not till April the 4th. So a little bit of time until we get there. So what do the fans have to look forward to coming up on Pacers.com?
Well, really, the next thing outside of the normal game coverage is another Hickory night coming up, and that'll be with Judy Warren, the first Miss Basketball from Warsaw. I've had a conversation with her, and I'll have a story on her up at Pacers.com before too long. You know, she's really an historical figure in Indiana basketball, kind of along the lines of a guy like Oscar Robertson or Bobby Plump. You know, the first Miss Basketball, she really set the table for that. And, you know, she was the perfect person to have that role by the way she played and by what she's done with her basketball as a coach since then and just her personality. So Judy Warren, shortly after winning the state championship with Warsaw back in 1976, I believe it was the guest of the Pacers at a game. And they had her out as a celebrity shooter during a timeout. And she will be at the game, the next Hickory game coming up, which, as I look at my calendar, that's what, the Denver game next Friday, right?
March 24th, so, yes.
Yeah, the 24th. Next Friday, Judy Warren will be there, so we'll have a story on her at thepacers.com before long.
And we will hear next from Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. As a part of the Kroger pregame show, Mark will be on around 5:50 on Sunday as we're ready for the game against the Toronto Raptors. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
All right, coming up next, Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter, wraps us up on Pacers Weekly.
Catch summer fever with your Indiana Fever. In May, the Indiana Fever will begin their 18th season in the WNBA. They would like to include you on their roster. Buy a Fan's Choice 5-game pack for just $105. You choose the games based on your schedule and get access to special events to meet your favorite Fever players. The fun begins in May. Call today and get your Fever Fan's Choice 5-game pack. Call 317-917-2528.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
It's a sold-out crowd here, folks. This game could be an NBA classic. These two teams.
The Andersons got tickets to the game? How'd they get tickets?
Did you try NBATickets.com?
But the game is sold out.
The games are never sold out at NBATickets.com.
Never?
Yep, and they're never fake.
Your dad's a genius. Grab the keys. We're going to the game.
Always available, always 100% authentic. NBATickets.com, the official ticket marketplace of the NBA.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter on Fox Sports Indiana, Jeremiah Johnson, joins us as we close up Pacers Weekly. Of course, the tournament being hosted in part in Indianapolis, something you've gotten to take advantage of.
Yeah, I took in the games yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you what, that Michigan-Oklahoma State game was quite a contest, a 7-10 seed game, and it felt like it was a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 game. I know it was a game that Glenn Robinson III was looking forward to. I talked to him before the tournament, and he had purchased tickets himself as well and was looking forward to going to the game. But I know they had practice earlier, so I did not get to see him if he made it into the stands for the second half or not. But I know he was pretty fired up about Michigan and what a couple of matchups we'll see at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Sunday.
They got practice coming up here in a little bit as well. What do you take away from having 3 days off, if anything, during this stretch of schedule?
I say that the Pacers play pretty well when they're rested, so it bodes well for Sunday's game in Toronto. If you look at the season, when they've had a couple of days off, they've really played well, and that could actually, you know, set up well for the playoffs if and when the Pacers get there, that you never have to play a back-to-back. Now, that said, there still are a couple of more back-to-backs coming up, including the next two games, Sunday, Monday, with Toronto and Utah, and that's a very difficult scenario and situation. But I think the way the Pacers bounced back in Wednesday's game, I think it, you know, I who knows with this team, Pat, we've talked about this so many times. Just when they play well, they take a step back. If they could just string some wins together, I think it would do, you know, it would do so much for their confidence, and I look forward to seeing what they're able to do on Sunday.
It's a really odd part of the schedule because they haven't played the Toronto Raptors, the Pacers, since the playoffs last year, and they'll play them three times in the final 14 games. One potential advantage of it being framed like that is Kyle Lowry is out. He might be out for the rest of the regular season, but he certainly will be out Sunday. How do you see that impacting Toronto?
I mean, obviously, when you've got one of the best backcourts in the NBA and you take one of their two all-stars away, it affects the team. I'm looking forward to seeing how the new additions, especially Serge Ibaka up close, seeing how he integrates with the Raptors and seeing them for the first time, because after that seven-game playoff series last season, I thought there was a little bit of bad blood. There were some, you know, really close down-to-the-wire games and maybe a series that it felt like the seventh seed should have won if they would have taken care of business in Game 5 like they could have. So I thought a new rivalry was starting to develop, and then you almost forget about the Raptors when you don't play them for the first, you know, three-fourths of the season. So it should be a fun three matchups in the final 14 games for the Pacers and the Raptors, and Lowry means a lot to them, so you're not going to see a full-strength Raptors team. But even without him, you know, they have quite a bit of firepower, and that's a tough place to play as well. So they have a lot to play for. They're trying to be a top-four team and get home court advantage in the East, and so I don't think – even though Lowry's out, it's not necessarily a scheduled break in that the Pacers waited to play them.
Yeah, and Corey Joseph, one of the best, if not the best, backup point guards in the NBA. Okay, so you will be on at 5:30 in Toronto tomorrow on Fox Sports Indiana. What do the fans have to look forward to in the pregame show?
Well, we will, you know, look ahead to the final 14 games and sort of what is ahead for the Pacers and what do they need to do to get a win streak. It's crazy that 12 games in a row alternating wins and losses, and I think that ties the franchise record, and I think they're tired of being that team that wins one and loses one, wins one and loses one. We'll discuss what it'll take to put a winning streak together, and we might discuss the NCAA tournament results with those guys who have teams still alive. Of course, George Niang would be Iowa State, and we've got a couple of Oregon Ducks, and we referenced Glenn Robinson III. So I think four players are still seeing their team alive, and we may have a little NBA March Madness discussion on Pacers Live pregame.
That's Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson. JJ, thanks for your time here this morning.
Pat, thank you.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson again. Pacers at Raptors Sunday. It's a 6 o'clock tip pregame show beginning on the radio and on TV at 5:30. You can hear that right here locally in Indianapolis. That'll wrap it up for Pacers Weekly. A reminder, these shows are all podcasted to pacers.com/sound. A thanks to our producer, Jason Newhouse. Scott Long is next. Thanks for listening to Pacers Weekly.
He whistled. Pound it! Pound it! A three off of contact on top!
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears!
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Stevie Nicks, the 24-karat gold tour, live in Indianapolis. With the Pretenders.
Now we're back on the train. Back on the chain gang.
Together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and rings like a bell through the night.
love to love her. March 29th. Night only. Two rock icons, Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders. Reserve seats on sale now at Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, LiveNation.com, or any Ticketmaster outlet. Now together at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Don't miss Stevie Nicks with the Pretenders.
Thank you.
This is Indy Sports Center, 93.5 and 1070 The Fan.
WFNI,
W228 CX, Indianapolis. This is how we do it.